Shus, Baruch, Bavram, Kol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh, Tamli Chacham Muvhakim, Chashav B'nei Teirim, Ran Rabban Rabbi Yisai. The famous Braise in the sixth parak of Avos, the question is asked that if a person, if we had a lot of kesev and zov, why can't that make it a makom teira? And mezuk from the Chofetz Chaim, two terutzim. One teretz is that not every makom is mesugel to become a makom teira. And the other teretz is that Torah is not built with money. Torah is built with Mesiras Nefesh. When the Rashiva Zechanei Bracha started the yeshiva over 90 years ago, in the throes of depression and difficulty and the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh that Rashiva and the Rebbetzin took on, when the whole concept of yeshiva in America was foreign, and the perseverance that they had, and the Mesiras Nefesh they had, and housing the Bachrim in their house, and having them for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and couldn't travel, it marveled the Mesiras Nefesh. And it continued all the years, including in the years my father's Tanei Bracha was Zeichel to work in the yeshiva, together with the yeshiva and the Rabbeim. It was years and years of Mesiras Nefesh. When we came out to Mount Wilson, and my father was already working with the yeshiva for over 20 years, the oil, it was so mishundedik. And how his blood pressure was mamish, out of control, because he went together with Shiva, took on so much. And when you see the pavers, not just of the buildings, but of the oilam, you realize that from the Rabbein, from the Shiva, from Izeda, from Reb Sheftel, continues Reb Baruch and all those that are helping, the Mesiras Nefesh is still present, alive and well, and working hard. And the beauty of the campus and the starkeit and darga of learning of Rabbeim who are gedolei Torah mamish, gedolei Torah, is mishunadik. And it's a schus to be a small part of this phenomenal undertaking. And I want to talk about one aspect, which I think came from the Rashi Zechanei Bracha Befrat. The Gemara says in Temura that Asniel ben Kanaz said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, "Im tarach v'mvarach t'vorcheni v'rebesi gvuli v'hosayotri modi v'vilti atzavi." And Asniel ben Kanaz asked for many things. He asked that Shlaktishach Teira, I shouldn't forget Teira. Shlaktatumeni Yetzahara, the Yetzahara shouldn't affect him. She's dominantly Reim Kamaisi. He has a whole list. Asked our friends. And then he says to the Abishim Lav, Hareini Hailuch and Sisi Lombus. And if I can't get everything that I want, then life is not worth living. And Tzadik brings from the Adam Gadol that he wasn't giving to the Eibishter an ultimatum, but rather he was saying that to him, the godless of Torah is a zeigreis, that he can't forget any part of Torah, and he should be zeichet to talmidim, because Torah is be'etzim something which must be given over. It can't be just left to yourself. The mahus of Torah is lomad lamed. And that you have to have a matzav of friends, because without friends, says Chavrusa Mesusa, and he wasn't giving an ultimatum, he was just saying, I can't live without it. And the tzaddik brings that sometimes a person works hard in a shtickle Torah, and he harbors and he asks for the Eibush to help me get pshat in the sugya. And then when he gets the pshat in the sugya, he says, okay, I have my chabur to say no, I have my shir to say he's sefriden. Osniel ben Knaz wasn't sefriden. It wasn't just saying one shtickle Torah, it wasn't one chabur, it wasn't one vart. It's the entirety of Torah itself. Godless HaTorah. We were zeichet to see, and it's been given over to Talmidim and Talmidim from the Rosh Yeshivas HaRavachim, from all the Rosh Yeshivas, a bikush for godless HaTorah. And that godless HaTorah was not just for those who were going to be Ramim and Dayanim and Rabbanim, but for Askonim as well, and for Balabatim as well, that Torah is grois, and Torah is breit, and Torah is chashiv, and that regardless of what a person will end up doing in life for his panasa, whether it'll be a marbitz Torah b'poyel or a balabas, godless HaTorah is a goal. And we hear from so many people in many, many communities where they're balabatim, movad rabbanim, rabbeim, rashivas, but balabatim, that rabbanim tell us, your b'nei Torah balabatim are so good in learning and have such a chashivas HaTorah and such a cheshek HaTorah that the godless of what Torah is brought out for everyone in the great kite of Torah, to know how much Torah is chashev, in the Eimek HaTorah, something that Rav Weinberg, Zechayim Lebracha, Rosh Yeshiva, was mitzuyin in the Geshmakheit of Torah, that the Rosh Yeshiva and Rav Klefsky and the Rabbeim gave over, that's palpable and has a certain breitkeit and chashivus that's unique. In the 1950s, the Rosh Yeshiva Zechayim Lebracha, whenever he used to go in the 40s and 50s to New York for chasnas or for meetings and everything, he would always go to his farm stores because of his gevaldike cheshek HaTorah. And for a long tkufa, there was, when Bachram used to come in to Big Leisen's store in the east side and ask for svarim, Mr. Big Leisen used to say, "Du lernst in Baltimore, nein?" And the Bacher would ask him, "How do you know?" He said, "Because only Bacherim from Baltimore ask for as many varied svarim and so many mikzayas because of the gevaldige cheshik that the Rosh Yeshiva Zechayim Lebracha had in svarim of all types, anything that was godless HaTorah." He could tell from Talmidim that came in by the types of svarim that he asked for that weren't common svarim, that they were Talmidim of the Rosh Yeshiva. A breitkeit, a geschmack in the godless HaTorah. And as we approach over 38 years since the patir of the Rosh Yeshiva and see how stark the Beis Medrash is, and how many lomdim are coming out. Bikiyim, lomdim, shas mention, choshuva, choshuva, koilolite, and balabatim, that the dream that the Rosh Yeshiva Zechayim Lebracha had is alive and well. And that Mesiras Nefesh is part and parcel of the Metzias of the Yeshiva Aliyim Azeh, that great kite of Torah, that chashivus of Godless Ha'odim that the Yeshiva pushed for the importance of people being chashiv, the Yerushimayim that Talmidim of the Yeshiva, even who weren't close to the Mashgiach Chanabach of David, said, never saw an Elo like he saw by Reb David, for those of us that were zeichet to see a mensch, azah grei salamdin, and azah yirei shemayim, that implanted and still has a reishim in the yeshiva. The shrushim are shrushim of godless, shrushim of yir shemayim, shrushim of yishmakait and learn. So the Eberster helfen, that all those that can help imamshich this special Makom Torah, we should all be zeichet to continue to be mekusher and to see this godless HaTorah, this geschmack in Torah. Listening, to Rav Ram's Torah tonight. Thinking about how meaningful this would be to my father, Zichrono Livracha, who was a Meiser Nefesh for the Yeshiva, a Meiser Nefesh for Persian Yidden, for many Yidden, and to see such a beautiful Ben Torah come out from the Yeshiva and be a Marbis Torah in the Yeshiva. What a schus. What a bracha. Zal the Eibush to help him, that the yeshivas will gain weiter, and we should always be mekusher with our Talmidim, and they should take pride, real pride, emes of pride, in this unique Makom Torah, and together we should all be zeicha, the gula shleim b'meher v'yameinu, amen.